It's July 7th, and it's 2020, and you're watching Frog Pants Plays Daily with Scott Johnson. All right, there's this thing I do that I need to kind of explain to you a little bit. I actively, as a, like a little mini game or a thing I just sort of enjoy doing, I like to go find weird games in app stores, mobile games, okay, so like the Apple App Store or Google Play, and I like to find like ripoffs with terrible names, things that are obviously based on real video games, but they went ahead and made some crappy little mobile ripoff of it, and they crack me up. And sometimes they just happen upon me as much as I happen upon them. I'll be flipping around in something like Instagram, and suddenly there'll be an ad presented for a video game, and it'll play Mario music, and I'll go, wait a minute, what's this? This doesn't look like a Nintendo game. And sure enough, I came upon this game called Super Beano Go 2 Jump'n'Run 2020 Fun Arcade Adventure. Anyway, it's obviously a bit of a Mario ripoff. I mean, look at the little dude. He's got a W. It's even kind of a Wario ripoff. But anyway, here's the description. Legendary adventure with Beano to the Wonderland. Okay, so some of this is, you know, badly translated, but that's part of what I love about it. Super Beano Go 2 is a new 2020 version of Beano, one of the best classic old school adventure or platformer games, will impress you with a brand new and wonderful adventure. Will they now? Your mission in this journey is to help Beano fight all ugly enemies on his way through the different lands and fulfill his classic mission, Princess Rescue at the Final Destination. If you find any stuff like this out there and you want to share it on the show with me, you can email me, Scott at frogpants.com. Amazon is making a new Fallout TV show, and here's what we know. A TV adaptation of the Fallout series is on the way, and it's coming to Amazon Prime Video, as you might guess from the title. The news was announced with a brief teaser trailer that doesn't reveal any specifics, but it has been confirmed that Amazon has acquired the rights to a Fallout television program, and that some of the key talent behind Westworld will be working on it. Here's what little we know so far. Be aware, by the way, it sounds like this is very early days. Some of this stuff may change. Although the teaser itself is pretty vague, this is a TV series adaptation, according to Bethesda. It's already received a full series commitment. This is not just a standalone film. The show is coming from Amazon Studios and Kilter Films. Westworld's Jonathan Nolan and Lisa Joy will be working on the project. It is said to have a harsh tone, sprinkled with moments of ironic humor and B-movie nuclear fantasies, and the harshness of the wasteland set against the previous generation's utopian idea of a better world through energy. Over the last decade, we looked at many ways to bring Fallout to the screen, says Bethesda. As does Todd Howard, who will be among the show's executive producers, but it was clear from the moment that we first spoke to Jonah and Lisa a few years ago that they and the team at Kilter were the ones to do it right. We're enormous fans of their work and couldn't be more excited to work with them and Amazon Studios, unquote. All right, I have stuff to ask about this. Will it start? Will season one start in a vault? Will you be in a vault, okay? And will the whole season happen in the vault? And they don't know what's outside. They think maybe when they get out of the vault, the promise is it's all great, right? But no, someone cracks the vault or there's a huge uprising and a problem and everyone kills each other. Whatever it is, you crack open the vault and pfft, wasteland. Ah, terrible, terrible time for everybody involved. Or maybe second season is all outside and the first season's all inside the vault. And if you're going to hire the Westworld people to do that, that's cool because they have some experience doing content inside of a place and then taking it outside that place. If you've seen Westworld, I don't want to spoil anything. All right, next question. Will this guy be in it? Will they make my dreams come true and set this in the Fallout New Vegas setting? Because that would be super rad. No pun intended with the word rad. And finally, can actors and people and characters in this show, this TV show, can they look like this or this or even this? Fans are up in arms and hate The Sims 4 new sperm eyeliner. So modders removed it, as they do. The Sims 4 recently got a large update prior to the release of its Eco Lifestyle expansion, but fans aren't happy with the new additions at all. In particular, the new Mac makeup for Create a Sim has gathered a particularly strong reaction from players, with several referring to it as sperm eyeliner, for obvious reasons. While fans could just avoid the eyeliner in their own Sims, the unfortunate reality is that this game uses all clothing options when it creates random people in all your towns and it populates all the areas with these people. Because of this, modders have already introduced ways to remove the makeup from the game entirely, including one that removes it for random Sims, and another that replaces it with a less suggestive alternative. Alright, seems a little on the nose, like if I looked at this, it would be easy for me to go, okay, yeah, sperm eyes, but I know what it's like to work on a big project, and you're so close to it, and you're kind of the guy that's doing stuff, like, I don't know who the artist is, so I'm just going to assume this, but you're so close to the project, you don't notice sometimes what other people might see. So, I'll give him the benefit of the doubt. That's probably what happened here. Also, how is The Sims 4 these days? It's on Steam now. Potentially larger population of players playing it. You don't have to go get it on Origin if you're on PC. It's already a console thing, right? I think. Can't you play this on consoles? I don't even know. But either way, that's a bigger player base and more people to buy it. So seems like things should be going good for The Sims 4, except for sperm eyes. We got an email from Jack, and I'd like to read it. He says this: "Hey, Scott, love your new show on YouTube. Gives me some bite size to enjoy in the morning while I eat my breakfast. Your particular brand of goofballness is always appreciated, and more of it is a welcome addition to the world. Quick question: if you could port any single-player N64 game to the Switch, which would it be? Mine would be an obscure game called Mischief Makers. I have fond memories of this game growing up, even if the game itself made little to no sense at all. Thanks for all you do, Jack." Well, Jack, the answer is an easy one. Rare Software made a game called Blast Corps, and Blast Corps was awesome. It's real ugly now, so I wouldn't look at it too long or your eyes will hurt, but you basically had to smash a bunch of stuff and do all sorts of environmental destruction, which is kind of common now in video games, but back then, not so much, so it was a bit of a technical leap, at least I thought so. And it was really fun to just destroy things and smash things and ruin things, and that could really use a facelift. I think there's a game still there somewhere if they could figure out how to modernize it up. So that's the one. Get Rare Software on the phone. Oh, never mind. They're owned by Microsoft. On today's Of Little Consequence, I thought it'd be fun to look at Clint Eastwood freaking out for a second. So here's that. That's going to do it for today. Thanks, everybody. Contact me at scott@frogpants.com. Go to frogpantsplays.com if you want more details about what we're doing here. And if you like what you see and want to support it, go to patreon.com/frogpants. That's going to do it for me. See you tomorrow. Totally effed that up. This is the second time I'm recording this, by the way, because I'm dumb. I'd love to talk about him on the show. Says, "Dad, that's not what he said, you dumbass." The Sims 4 recently got a large update prior to the release of the douche.